All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we worship you. And Lord, we love you today. Lord, I ask that you would have your way with this teaching, this broadcast today, in the name of Yeshua. I pray, Lord God, that you would send your warring angels to top of the thrones of the strong men in this area, that the strong men would be bound in the name of Yeshua, that the spirit of lust and deception and witchcraft and perversion would be bound in the name of Yeshua. I bind every spirit of hindrance and delay that would be bound with chains from heaven in the name of Yeshua. And I pray, Lord God, that your glory will be revealed. I pray that you will release the anointing of the Holy Ghost to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I pray you for healing your people. Lord God, heal these children of all of these disorders and diseases. Lord God, these rare forms of cancer. God, heal these children. In the name of Yeshua, Lord God, let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow and knock down the altars that have been set up that is hindering your people from being healed and delivered and set free. Father God, I ask that you would rain down the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost, and that you would send revival to the land. Send revival, revival, revival. Lord, remove every stumbling block. Remove every obstacle in the name of Yeshua. God, I ask that you would grant healing, deliverance, and restoration by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, break forth, break out in the name of Yeshua. God, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would fall upon the pastors and the teachers, that they would begin to preach the uncompromised gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there would be genuine healing, genuine deliverance and conversions into Christ in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for victory. I thank you for miracles and signs and wonders manifesting in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for rising from your resting place and scattering the camp of the enemy. I thank you for the glory of the Lord being revealed in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I ask that you do it. Lord God, those that need a financial miracle, bless them with the money, Lord God. Those that need a home, the homes, Lord, open the door and bless them with the finances to make the purchases in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for families being reconciled in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. Father, I pray that your blessing and teaching would be upon this broadcast today. And let your glory be revealed in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again. Truly, I am grateful and thankful that God has allowed me to be here once again to share the Word of God with you. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're in the last days, last times. The return of Yeshua is imminent. All you have to do is just look and see the things that are happening and taking place. The apostasy is taking place. It's bad, saints. And we have to pray. And we have to ask God to move and intervene and send revival. I pray that those of you that listen to Straight from His Word, that your hearts are stirred. And that you have a desire to seek after the Lord. To draw closer to him, back in April when the enemy came after me and I had this stroke. By the way, God is moving in this area. You know, my speech was impacted, and some of you know it slurs every now and then, but I'm getting better. You know, it causes you to reflect and say, God, I need more of you in my life. because we're not exempt. And I tell my son Joseph when we have these conversations, I said, we're not exempt from hardship. I said, even though we can pray for healing and we see people heal, we've cast out demons, you know, we've witnessed miracles and signs and wonders, we live in a fallen world, and the enemy will do whatever he can to try to shake your faith in Christ. But when you are rooted and grounded in the Word of God, nothing can shake you, because you know in the end, God loves you, because when he sent his son to die for you, for me on the cross at Calvary, it was for me. He made a provision. He made a way for me that when it's my time, I'm going into eternity. We are going into eternity where we're dwelled in his presence. And the enemy has lied to people, and he has bound them up so that people don't have that hope. And so they turn to the occult and all those other things instead of turning to Christ. And because it's not happening in the church. The church was birthed with power. Now, when I say the church, I'm talking about the individual people in the church. I'm not talking about the multi-million dollar buildings and the programs and all those things. The people of God, we are the church. And we all have been imparted with the Holy Spirit. And we have giftings and things that God desires to use us in this end time hour to bring souls to his kingdom, to bring people out of bondage and out of captivity. And so it was in Luke chapter 4. And go with me there to Luke chapter 4. And we were talking about the engagement in the spiritual warfare that takes place in the lives of the believer. And I want to say that when Jesus was walking through and going through these temptations right here, recognizing Satan will do whatever he can, his minions will do everything he can to get you to break your fellowship with God. And he uses enticements, because if he can entice you to disobey or submit to his authority, it gives him legal right into your name. And therefore, he can come in and wreak havoc in your life. But we don't want to talk about that in the church. And realizing that when he was dealing with Jesus, and for those of you that were not here last week, we started verse 1. It says, and Jesus has been full of the... By the way, listeners, I'm going to give you chapter and verse. If you struggle with what I'm reading and talking about, that's between you and God. But once you have heard the word of God, then you are now accountable for what you've heard. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to receive it, or are you going to reject it? So it's up to you, saints. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said unto him, thou, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And I'm going to tell you this. Once you get this strategy, saints, once you recognize this is how the enemy operates, you will have victory. His objective is, yea, hath God said. I need you to submit to my authority. I need you to submit to my requests. Yeah. Because he says, so he was trying to get Jesus to submit to his authority. And he comes to you at your weakest moments. That's why I tell people, get your rest. Eat. Take care of yourself. Don't be isolated. Because if he can get you when you're weak, you're hurt, you're frustrated, you're isolated, then he's going to go to work. And he's going to work on your mind. You see, they know your weaknesses. They know where you're vulnerable. And that's where you got to know your own self. Because if you don't recognize what your weaknesses are or your family's generational history of certain things, well, that's where he's going to attack over and over until you recognize it and you get the victory over it through Christ Jesus. And the devil and Jesus said, with the word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The word of God, basic instructions before leaving earth, I heard someone say one day, is your weapon that you use against the enemy. You do not reply with your carnal understanding, your carnal wisdom. You reply when the enemy shows up with the word of God. Why? Because you have filled yourself, or he says, with the word of God, so that it becomes natural to respond with a biblical response. You know, when I'm talking to people and stuff like this, and me and my daughter, we'd be having these conversations and things that's happening and going on and stuff. And she asked me something, and I said, well, here's what the Bible says. Here's what the Word of God says. And she'd go, yeah, Daddy, but. I said, no, it ain't no but. This is what it is. This is the Word of God. This is what you have to do as a believer. Yeah. And we go back and forth, back and forth. I said, here's what the Word of God says. This is how we apply the Word of God to this situation or this circumstance. And we let the Word of God work itself out. But Satan goes in and he comes at you. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain and showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you in the glory of them, for what is delivered unto me. And to whom said, well, I'll give it. So Satan said, I can give you all this power and all this thing. And here's funny, saints. It was already his. Oh, gosh. And because he was in such a fragile, weakened state because he was hungry, he figured, oh, I'm going to subvert him. I'm going to come back and say, hey, I'm going to give you all this. It was already his. He's the God of the universe, the Son of the living God. How are you going to give me that's something that's already mine? It's just on loan to you because Adam and Eve rebelled in the Garden of Eden. You see how this is working? And you see how that he's able to bless? I've talked about this. And so you can see a lot of people that are extremely prospering very well. Most of them do not worship God, do not serve God, hate God. But they have billions and billions of dollars. It's amazing when you read the account of these people that have acquired this wealth that they don't give God the glory. They're atheists, don't even believe in God. Or they worship some other religion. But yet they have these trillion-dollar companies and they're heading these up and whatever. And they're living lifestyles that are not pleasing in the eyesight of God so that you know who they're serving. You know where their blessing came from. And Jesus answered and said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. They're Satan. They know the word of God better than we do. And he will use the word of God sometimes with enough truth in it that we say, oh, this is God speaking. He was trying to get Jesus to commit suicide. And this is what the enemy does. He will entice people, and so many believers have taken their own lives, which is self-murder. So many people have committed suicide, and it comes from the pit of hell. And I tell people all the time, any voice that you hear telling you that you're better off dead, it's a spirit of murder. It's a spirit of suicide. It's a lying spirit. Do not yield to it. And people embrace it because I tell them, oh, the pain will go away. You'll be better off. No, you won't. Because the moment you take your own life, you're outside of Christ. You find out you were lied to. And people are in torment right now. And it's so hard when you're talking to loved ones, people who, friends and family members who have committed suicide, have hearkened to the voice of the enemy. He has stolen their soul. Their eternal resting place has been established. He's taken their lives. And they all say, well, you see, I wonder, in heaven, they're going to be all right. You see, suicide is self-murder. And I tell people, don't do it. And that's what the enemy does. He drives you to steal your soul, because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And anybody having suicidal ideations, we bind that spirit right now in the name of Yeshua. You will not take your life. You will not harm yourself. But you will live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. I just read, they were talking about how the suicide rates have gone up, especially in older people. And it's tragic, saints. But it's the times that we're living in. That's why the church has to rise up and begin to pray and intercede and come against all of this ungodliness and all of this stuff that is destroying people's lives. God left the church here to impart life to those that are in bondage and captivity. But we're too busy playing social games and wanting to be acceptable to the cities and the people around us. We want to be light. Jesus said, if you are the world will love its own. But because you're not of the world, it's going to hate you. That's a whole nother message in itself. And Jesus said, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So he put the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, on him again. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. So when you are strong, and you bring the word of God, and you keep putting the word of God, the devil will leave you alone for a season. But he's planning another attack, and he's coming real hard. And I'm going to tell you, he showed up in the garden, and he brought pressure on Yeshua. But we'll talk about that in a minute. And Jesus, and this is what happened. When you pass the test, when you go through this type of warfare, this type of engagement, the Lord Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the regions round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. The power of God was so strong and so powerful, and from that point on, he began to engage the kingdom of darkness, because it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, or Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This was the purpose and the mandate of Jesus' ministry, because this is, we're going to pave the way to the cross at Calvary to finish the work that needed to be done. Because when Adam and Eve rebelled in the garden, you see, they lived in the paradise and they rebelled and disobeyed God's word. What Jesus did in the wilderness, he undid what happened in the garden. You see, Adam and Eve rebelled, disobeyed God, caused a breach between God and man. When Jesus passed the test in the wilderness, he proved that in the worst circumstances, in the worst environment, we can overcome the attack or the strategy of the enemy. And then he went about preaching and teaching and letting them know, the kingdom of God is now here.
I'm now going to expose your religious system. I'm now going to expose everything that is not of God. I'm going to deliver and set captives free today. Are we setting people free by our testimony? Oh my God. And then let's go up to me, saints, and let's go up to verse 31. I want to hit this right quick. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was his power. You see, we need power and anointing on the word of God that we are delivering and preaching. We have great speakers. We have great entertainment. But is there anointing? Most people cannot discern the difference between great oratory skills and the anointing and the power of God. They can't distinguish the difference. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of unclean devil, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Leave us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace." In other words, shut up and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the fame of him went out unto every place of the country round about. Now, you see, when the anointing really shows up, it makes them devils uncomfortable. There will be a manifestation. I'm going to say this for my brothers and sisters out there in the workplace. When people are acting up around you, that's because the anointing, the Holy Spirit in you, is stirring up their demons. And you can sit back and you can kind of laugh and get a chuckle. Well, I want you to think and consider that. When there are manifestations and outbursts and they're coming against you and at you, that's because those demons inside of them are stirred up. And they know that you're a child of God and a servant of God. So a lot of the chatter and the things that you're hearing, you're just disturbing their demons. He said, "Leave us alone." You see, we don't want this in the body of Christ. We want church services to be clean, and we don't want to see stuff like this. The saints, you go overseas and you go over in these countries, in Africa and all these different places like that, you're going to see some stuff. Why? Because the anointing breaks the yoke. And when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to break the yoke. When he shed his blood for us, it was to redeem us from the hand of the enemy, that the power of sin would be broken over our lives, and we can walk in liberty and we can walk in freedom. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. Please pray for me. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members and loved ones, that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.